This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center at UCLA Health. Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I also want to welcome all of the people who are live streaming. There's usually 100 to 200 people who are all around the world who are participating in this same event, and we're here together. I'm looking around. I'm wondering if there's a lot of new people. Raise your hand if it's your first time. Okay, Second time? So we come here to practice mindfulness, and I define mindfulness as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's this invitation into the here and now, into the present moment experience, where we get not so sent away into our fears and ruminations and anxiety and where things are hard, but come right to the present moment, which where we can sometimes find a place of ease, rest, and well-being. So I'm thinking about today and just these days and the fact that there's a lot of tumultuousness and intensity out in the world, and there's, you know, it's a very fraught time. And I was thinking, like, what kind of practice would be helpful today for any of us, whether we're sort of on the ground dealing with challenges, or for all of us here who are wanting to find more ease and well-being. And of course, the basic mindfulness practice does that. And as we do the practice, people find more calm, ease, rest, and connection to themselves. But what I wanted to also do is focus on the concept of getting grounded and finding kind of an inner strength. And so what I mean by that is, when you think of grounded, right, grounded is connected to the ground, but it's also, it has a lot of meaning to it, right? The meaning of being centered, being unshakable. And I feel like that's a quality that could be really useful right now. So we're going to do some practices to help us get more grounded and to connect with kind of inner strength and capacity that we all have, so that we can meet whatever life brings with this centeredness, with this ease, with this well-being. So we'll do a few practices in the course of this meditation aligned with that. Okay, so I want you to begin by settling back, getting comfortable, finding a relaxed position, but upright and not too relaxed. So you can have a upright spine, but not too rigid or tight. Feet on the floor. If you're practicing at home, you might be on a couch or bed or cushion on the floor, but just finding a way to support yourself. Your hands resting wherever they're comfortable. And if you want to close your eyes, you can. Many people meditate with their eyes closed, and some people find it useful to have them open, in which case I would recommend looking downward so you don't get too distracted. And now let's begin by taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And each breath is an invitation to come more fully into this present moment, letting go of whatever happened before this and whatever is to come, and just arriving here in this body, heart, and mind in this moment, where perhaps we can access a little bit of peace, centeredness, groundedness through this meditation. So let's bring our attention to our feet on the floor, whatever is connected to the floor, touching the base of your body. And notice your feet making contact with the floor. And notice that that there is hardness, softness, warmth. There might be tingling, vibration, heaviness. Can we feel that connection with the ground? And seated in a chair, I'd also suggest notice your legs on the seat of the chair, just that the connection, the back of your thighs. And so you feel the support of the furniture holding us up, the feet on the ground. And let your attention sink below your feet. And just, this is more using your imagination, but sensing the ground beneath us. You may be many stories up. We are probably a little bit further away from the ground, but in here, but wherever you are, the ground is beneath us. So let your attention sort of sink into the sense of the earth below us. The earth which supports life and just supports us, and there's gravity. And so have a sense of being held on the earth. And breathe and let your stomach soften and relax, if that's possible. And as you feel that connection with the earth, you might also notice any sensations that are obvious to you, hands, arms, let them be soft. Let your stomach be soft. Let your shoulders drop, neck, throat, face and facial muscles soft. And then notice your whole body present here, still with that connection to the ground. And this is the kind of thing that when you're just feeling anxious or overwhelmed, just taking a moment to stop and breathe and connect with the earth below us. And I'm going to offer you a variation on this if you want to play with it. Imagine that you're like a tree and the tree has roots going deep into the ground. So you can play with this image and see if it's useful to you. And breathe and sense the roots deep, deep below the many layers of the earth crust. You can feel the solidity, the connection. And just notice what that feels like. Notice what it feels like to feel that strength, solidity, support. Then a third analogy, if you want to play with it, is, we've done this before, but a mountain. That we are strong and solid like a mountain. So we're just using the power of our imagination to evoke these states that I think are important states of mind to rest in these days. And breathe. And you might have an image in your mind you might sense or feel. You might find that one of those really speaks to you. We'll just take another short amount of time here. As we sense, what might it feel like to be a mountain with dignity, strength, vast, or a tree deep into the ground, or just sensing the ground itself? Notice what qualities come into your body. Rest, strength, relaxation. What's here for you? So I'm going to invite you through the rest of the meditation that anytime you want to go back to one of those metaphors or images, then do it. It's so helpful. It's always there for you. There may be one that really spoke to you and the others you didn't like. It's completely fine. See what you're drawn to. So now we're going to turn to our body breathing. So from within this mountain or tree or just touching the earth, there is the breath that is naturally moving through your body. So let your breath be at its own natural rhythm, in and out through your nose. And notice where you feel the breath the clearest. There's the rising and falling of your abdomen. Expanding and contracting. Or the rising and falling of your chest area. We're just noticing the movement of our body with our breath. Some people notice it at their nose. There's tingling, coolness, warmth, slight movement. Feeling our breath in our body. And then let's just connect outside of our body for a moment with the sounds around us. Notice the ambient noise. Sounds coming and going. Listening to the sound without getting lost in a story about the sound, simply listening. So for the next part of the meditation, let's find something to focus on. Our breath in our abdomen, our chest, or our nose. Or if you enjoyed listening to the sound as it comes and goes, you can use that. So just pick something that is the clearest or most obvious or what you normally use. If you're new, try something. They all work equally well. And keeping our attention there, rising, falling, in, out, or sound after sound. And then what typically happens for most people is you can stay with a breath or two, and then your attention wanders. You start planning, imagining, remembering. This is normal. It's not a problem. When you notice your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then redirect back to your main focus. And then we just do that over and over with a breath or two or a sound or two, and then attention wanders, notice it, thinking, and then come back. So that's the basics of the meditation. People with experience know that you may open up to other aspects of your experience. You may notice emotions or body sensations or thoughts, and that's all part of it if you're familiar with that part of the practice. If you're new, just stick to this. And then the reminder is we're going to go into silence. We're going to try it, so you'll stay focused with whatever you've chosen as your home base. But every now and then you might want to check in. Am I centered? Am I grounded? Ooh, I can reconnect with that tree. It feels really good. You just go where it feels good, you know. Feel strong. Feel centered. Stay with it for a few seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Come back to your breathing. So you can play with that as much as you want. As we continue the meditation, let's come back to the quality of what I was calling groundedness or centeredness or strength. So see if you can either evoke one of those images, and if you liked them, but just coming back into the strength of a mountain or feet on the earth. Or a tree, deep roots, or maybe something else came to you. Or maybe it's just right here and now as you sense into yourself, there's a quiet strength, centeredness. So just let that quality be here if you can. Using the nature metaphors or whatever is here for you. And breathe and feel the stability. Feel your feet on the ground. And see if you can notice as you stay in this place. What qualities might be present inside you? Maybe there's strength or stillness or perseverance, connectedness, solidity. If any of these words ring true for you, or maybe you have your own words, just really connect with that and let that be here. If it's not here, just seeing what is here, letting whatever's here be here. You can even set an intention for this quality to be more present in your life as I navigate the ups and downs and the uncertainty and the challenges. May I have more. Whatever it is, strength, clarity, kindness. And now let's imagine that whatever quality that you've invited in, that we can send this out of this room and out into the world. So we hold this quality and we model it for our families and all those we encounter. But now imagine it going out into the world, especially in the United States these days, and we can send it to different areas of conflict. Sending wishes that all of us can have strength and connection to ourselves and navigate the uncertainty with compassion. May we find ease and centeredness. And then any kindness you want to send out. And yes, we're sending a little bit out to Minneapolis right now. Just going to say it, please. Compassion. Wishes for strength, centeredness, kindness. Continued support of each other, caring. May that just continue to grow and grow. So coming back to ourselves, our heart, body, mind right now and seeing where you're at. Letting whatever's here be here. And for the last moment, feet on the ground, strength, power, ease, ground. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So thank you, everybody. These are the kind of practices that I hope are helpful and are needed in these moments, that we all don't get too overwhelmed. I'm Diana Winston. This is a co-production of the Hammer Museum and UCLA Mindful, our mindfulness center, UCLA Health. We have a lot of online programs, and this is our only live one these days, but we'll have new stuff coming up in a couple of weeks. There's a flyer on the table when you exit on the right if you want more information. There's also a mailing list that you can sign. And we have a web, an app called UCLA Mindful, easy to remember. And everything we do in here and many other meditations are on there. So we have like hundreds and hundreds of meditations, including ones that are only 3 minutes if you don't have time for anything else. So I will be out in the hallway if you have any questions or want to say hello. I'll be out sort of beyond the hallway. And otherwise, I think Allison's next week, and then I'll be back in 2 weeks. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.